Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Shannon Huffman-Poulsen is the name on the book, The Grit Factor, Courage, Resilience, and Leadership in the Most Male-Dominated Organization in the World. That's her experience in the military. How many other women leaders in the military did you interview for the book, Shannon?
I think it's 36, so about three dozen. Yeah, wow. And of course there are many, many more, but these are every single one of them an absolutely outstanding leader who was willing to candidly share her and her lessons learned.
Wow. Well done, by the way, folks. So folks, buy the book. Men, buy one for your ladies. Buy two. You want to give one away. Ladies, I know you're going to want to find this. I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold. Right, Shannon?
That's exactly right. You can get it absolutely anywhere. Get it at your local bookstore. I know you support small businesses.
Absolutely.
But also, if it's easier, you can order it online as well.
What about your own website?
My own website is Shannon Poulsen, shannonpoulson.com, or thegritinstitute.com, where I have training that supports the book.
All right. So check that out, folks. Shannon, in our time that we have left, there are young ladies sitting at your knee right now. They're 16, they're 20, they're 25. They're where you were, you know, back in the day when you were, you know, about to be sitting in front of that colonel you talked about earlier. What's your advice to them? Speak to them.
Absolutely read The Grit Factor, and I will say it's for men as well as women, especially men that have even one woman that they love or respect in their lives. I think you've got to read it as well. Factor, for sure. Acquaint yourself with stories of other people who have made it through really difficult times, other women that have gotten through really challenging circumstances, and The Grit Factor will help doing that. And we talked about the commit phase, which is really owning your own story, but also know that in the learning phase, which is the second part of the book, there are ways to grit and build resilience, and you can do that. And so really know that you have ownership of your life, that you have the opportunity and the responsibility to decide what your life story is going to be, and don't listen to one person who doesn't support you.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody doesn't support you, use them as leverage. I've done that as a young man. I still do it. I use it as leverage. I mean, the worst thing somebody can tell me, I mean, people have asked me, how did you do that? And I say, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. Or somebody told me, or more than likely, I probably said, somebody told me I couldn't. That's how I did it.
That's right. Yeah. No, that's great, actually. You're right. If you hear something like that, that's a great way to just inspire you to stoke the fires and prove them wrong.
Well, that's exactly right. But the thing is, don't believe this. I just don't want young women to believe this socialization, indoctrination, whatever the term they use now for why women don't have opportunities that men have. I mean, it's the 21st century. It's America in the 21st century. Women can make of themselves whatever they want to make, can't they?
They can, yeah. I would say that it's very helpful when men can also step up and be allies in that process. But yes, absolutely. I think for the young women out there, know that that the sky is the limit, and it's not going to be easy. Nothing's ever easy, but there are ways, and there are some very tactical tips. We try to make it tactical, both inspirational and tactical, in The Grit Factor,
right,
on ways that you can make that journey more successful.
Well, and I want to make sure women understand that yes, there are still good old boys clubs, but Shannon, I bumped up against good old boys clubs and I wasn't invited to. I wasn't a good old boy. I didn't get invited.
Right.
I didn't get to play. So, I mean, I'm just saying the thing, make sure that when you bump up against something like that, that you recognize, is this because I'm a woman or is this because they just don't like anybody but themselves? You know what I mean? There's a difference. Last thoughts, quickly.
Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely right. And I think that just comes back to understanding that you get to be the architect of your own story. Nobody else gets to define who you are or what that's completely and totally up to you. So go out there and find your purpose and live with passion.
And ladies, claim the capability that you have, claim your own confidence, and just go do good. Don't let anybody hold you back. Be more like Shannon Poulsen. Hey, Shannon, will you come back again? We got a lot more. You got a lot more to teach us.
I would love to come back anytime. Absolutely.
Shannon Poulsen, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. The book is called The Grit Factor. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.